Welcome to the program. A showdown today over climate and energy policy between some states and the federal government. And for the Morrison government, it's uncomfortable because it came from their own side of politics. State and federal energy ministers met in Adelaide to discuss the future of the electricity market, but New South Wales, under a coalition government, made a push for rules to force power companies to reduce their carbon emissions. I'm joined by our political reporter, Alexandra Beach, who's been following this. Differences among coalition governments, Alex. What do we know about what happened in this meeting?
This meeting was supposed to be about bringing down power prices and ensuring energy reliability. That's two aspects of what has been called the energy trilemma. The third is lowering emissions, and it's that third part that had the states arcing up today. Before the meeting, the New South Wales Energy Minister, Don Harwin, announced that he would be pushing for action on emissions reduction and climate change. But this afternoon, he said that the federal energy minister, Angus Taylor, had shut down that debate on what were procedural grounds. So speaking after the meeting, Mr. Harwin made it pretty clear that he has his Premier Gladys Berejiklian's agreement on this and is vowing not to let it drop. Here's what he had to say.
It's absolutely imperative that we end the Canberra climate wars. It's absolutely imperative that we get a sensible national approach which brings climate and energy policy together. New South Wales is going to work with both Liberal and Labor state territory governments around the country to make that happen.
And Queensland's Energy Minister Anthony Lynham is backing him in this. Here was his take on today's meeting.
Well, we're completely ignored. We're completely blocked by Angus Taylor. Every state was in unison regarding climate change. Climate change is real. Australia as a nation has to do something about climate change. Queensland and the states want to address climate change, but we're simply blocked by this federal government.
So has the energy minister federally, Angus Taylor, Alex, had an account of his own about what happened today?
Yes, he thought it went quite well. So Scott Morrison calls Angus Taylor the minister for getting electricity prices down. His aim today is then what you would expect. He said he'd described the mood in the room as focused. When it was put to him that it actually looked a little bit more like a showdown, this was how he replied.
Well, we got a good outcome. We didn't get distracted, and we won't get distracted. We have a very clear focus. Get prices down, keep the lights on, and ensure that all Australians, those hardworking families, those small businesses, those big businesses that employ so many Australians in energy-intensive industries, get a fair deal.
Angus Taylor there. So, Alex, the climate wars over energy have dragged on for years. What is this going to mean about that debate?
Well, there has been a bit of a vacuum in the federal government energy policy space, which has had the industry and state governments nervous leading up to this. The coalition did have the National Energy Guarantee, but it dumped it shortly before the leadership spill in August. It's noteworthy that, as you mentioned, that New South Wales is leading the charge here because it's also a coalition state, and they are, of course, facing their own election in March. So this is a conscious approach by New South Wales to break with their federal counterparts and go their own way on energy policy very close to an election. The states also agreed to another meeting out of session in February to try to address this. So it certainly seems like they won't be letting this go.
Okay, thanks very much, Alex. Alexandra Beach, following that meeting in Adelaide today of the energy ministers.